Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Kuf Zayin, Chapter 107, Saved from Danger. Welcome to the fifth and final book of Tehillim. This perek is about gratitude, giving thanks to Hashem. It begins, Pasuk Aleph, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Liolom Chasto. Give thanks to Hashem, for He is good and His love never ends. Thanking Hashem is something we should be doing throughout the day, every day. But there are four particular situations which the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis learns out from this parak of Tehillim that calls for particular thanks. There are four circumstances where a person is saved from danger. Here they are: someone who journeyed through the desert, someone who's released from prison, someone who recovers from illness, and someone who journeyed over the ocean. When we had the ability to bring karbanos, such a person would bring a karban toda. And today, when we don't have the ability to bring karbanos, such a person goes to shul and says the special bracha of Berachas HaGomel. Let's take a look inside and see these four circumstances described. There's repetitive lashon for each of the circumstances. Pasuk Dalet, Ta'u b'midbar b'shimon zarech. Those who wandered in the desert along a desolate path. So here we're describing someone who survives a journey through the desert. Pasuk Hey, Re'evim gam tzmeim. They're hungry and thirsty. Pasuk Vav, Vayetzaku el Hashem batzar lahem, mimtukoseihem yatzilem. In their distress, they cry out to Hashem to save them from their suffering. And Hashem does save them. Pasuk Zion, Ve'yadrichem b'derech yishara, l'alachas el ir moshav. He guides them on a straight path to reach a settled town. Pasuk Ches, Yodu l'Hashem chasto. Let them thank Hashem for His kindness. Next, someone who has been released from prison is described. Pasuk Yud, Yoshvei choshech v'talmavas, asirei anu varzel. There are those who sat in darkness under the shadow of death, shackled by oppression and iron. Pasuk Yigimel, Vayizaku el Hashem b'tzar lahem imintukoseyem yoshiyem. In their distress, they too cry out to Hashem to save them from their suffering. And Hashem does save them. Pasuk Yedalad, Yotziyem yichoshech v'tzal mavas, mosroseyem yanateik. So He brought them out of darkness and out of the shadow of death. He released their bonds. Pasuk Tesvab, Yodu l'Hashem chasto. Let them praise Hashem for His kindness. The third circumstance is then described, someone who has recovered from illness. Pasuk Yitzayin, Evila Mederach Pesham Mavonoseyem Yisanu. Foolish ones whose sinful ways have brought on illness. Pasuk Yudches, Kol Ochal Tisa Ev Nafsham Ve'agiyu Ad Shari Maves. All food disgusts them, and they've reached the gates of death. Pasuk Yitzes, Ve'yizaku El Hashem Etzar Lehem Mim Tzukoseyem Yoshiyem. In their distress, they cry out to Hashem to save them from their suffering. And Hashem responds, Pasuk Chaf Yishlach Tvaro Ve'yir Pa'im. He sent out His word and cured them. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Yodu L'Hashem Chasto. Let them thank Hashem for His kindness. The fourth circumstance, one who survives a journey by sea. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Yordei Hayam Ba'aniyos. There are those who go out to sea in ships. Pasuk Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav, I'm going to read them together. Vayomer Vayamed Ruach Sa'ara V'Toromim Galav Ya'alu Shamayim Yordu Tahomos Nafsham Bera'a Tis Mogag. A storm was raised and there were high waves that tossed them up to the heaven and plunged them down to the depths. Their insides melted in terror. Pasuk Chaf Ches v'yetzaku el Hashem etzar lehem umim tukoseyem yotziyem. For the fourth time, this lashon is repeated. In their distress, they cry out to Hashem to save them from their suffering. And for the fourth time, Hashem saves them. Pasuk Chaf Tes yakem sa'ara l'dmama v'yachshu galayhem. He stilled the storm and the waves became calm. Pasuk Lamed Aleph yodu l'Hashem chasto. Let them praise Hashem for His kindness. The circumstances of danger change. Sometimes it's a desert, sometimes it's the sea. Sometimes it's illness, and it can even be incarceration. But a Jew's response should always be, as we read, to call out to Hashem, and then thank Him when salvation arrives. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.